We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Two on, one out. And the pitch. Swung on! Did it. Crushed! And the Phillies are going to lead it! 4-0! A three-run home run for Rhys Hoskins! His first postseason home run! And he's sprinting around third base! Citizens Bank Park.
What a moment it was. What a moment last year was. What a year it was. And what a year this should be. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilet. We're live today from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for Phillies opening day. Brought to you by Budweiser. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. Hey, listen, it's opening day. Hey, pace yourself. That's the advice for today. Just pace yourself today. It's going to be a lot going on. Pace yourself.
Yeah, Hugh, I usually listen to you. I'm not listening to you today. I'm all in.
Got a lot of baseball,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no. Today's different, though. And you're right. Obviously, we have to pace ourselves. It's a long season with big goals, Hugh. But there's something about today that is
lofty
just
the expectations.
It's just such a special day. It's a day that we renew the love that this city has for this particular team. And, Hugh, building on the last years, you know, Kyle played us in there with the home run Hoskins had off of Spencer Strider, who will be on the mound today, Phillies and the Braves, 3:05 this afternoon. And that jump-started this thing, Hugh, that is now built for 2 years. It has jump-started this thing that is built for two straight seasons where the Phillies are on the cusp. Hugh, they're on the cusp of something
the
special.
Cusp.
They are. 215-592-9494. Our big show plan today. We're live Chickies at Pete's South Philly. Come on down. Hang out with us. Have a drink. Have some food before you head over to the park. At 1 o'clock, we'll cross over with the afternoon guys. We get set for leading off in the game. Scott Fransky will join us later. And, Hugh, today's a day to just kind of, you know, rethink about what this team is and what they can be. I know today's a big day. We'll get to this game and this matchup. But, Hugh, I've been thinking about this for a while. And, you know me, it takes a lot for me to be convinced on something. Like even last year's Eagles, I thought they'd be good, but I didn't think they were going to be great, and I was disappointed with a lot of what I saw last year.
Mm-hmm.
But, Hugh, I've been thinking about this for a while with this Phillies team, and I think about what they did in 2022, getting this close. I think about where they were last year, getting very close to getting back to the World Series. And, Hugh, I look at this team and the players they have, the spot they're in, the sense of urgency that I believe they have heading into the season. And, Hugh, I believe they're going to win the World Series. The 2024 Phillies are going to win the World Series. I believe we have a championship team here in Philadelphia that's this close, and they just haven't gotten over the hump yet. But I sense a sense of urgency from them, which I like. I think they have every ingredient you need with the top two pitchers, the lineup, the manager. They've got everything they need. And, Hugh, I'll add this to it. They have an owner here who hasn't stopped spending money, right? They've gone further and further and further. And I believe when we get to July, whatever they need, whether it's a starting pitcher, a relief pitcher, maybe it's Mike Trout, whatever they need, they're going to go get it in July. Hugh Douglas, my gut feeling as this season begins is we're going to end this thing with the parade down Broad Street.
Go with your gut, Joe. I like that. I like that a lot. I mean, when I think about the baseball that I've been a part of and teams that I've had that kind of success, I mean, it feels like the Phillies are trending in that direction. You know, you had a young manager who's going into his third season fully, well, second season fully managing. But now it's one of those things where it's time to turn the corner. I think about Brian Snicker and the situation that he was in when I was in Atlanta, mm-hmm. and he took over. And it feels like it's trending in that direction. You know, it's all about trust. And these guys have been together for a while. They've been playing together for a while. They're getting a little older. You mentioned that they're getting a little longer in the tooth. But talking to these guys, it feels like they know that this window is somewhat closing. So you want to be on top of your game when you're in a situation like this. And I feel like they're going to get off to a good start.
Yeah, oh, I think they're going to get off to a good start. And I think they're going to win the World Series. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Your gut feeling on the 2024 Phillies. Like, We all know they're good. I mean, that's been established now for a couple years. It's a good baseball team. This should be a playoff team. Yesterday we went over our win totals and where we think they could be, whether it's, you know, 90 or 95 or 100. We all sense this is going to be a good baseball team. But deep down in your gut, do you feel it? Do you think this team's going to win the World Series and have a parade here in November? And, Hugh, when I do this, every year we start with every team, right, whether it be the Sixers or the Eagles or the Phillies, we start a season, and I'm always thinking about, like, all right, well, yes, I think they're good, but, right, there's always a but. I don't see the but with this team. They're not perfect, but they have every ingredient you need. They have the top two pitchers. They have Ranger Suarez, who's been a big game pitcher. They have a good bullpen. They have power and speed throughout the lineup. I mean, they've got a combination of both. They have a deep lineup. You know, some teams have three or four good hitters. They've got eight. I mean, we'll see what happens at the ninth spot with Rojas in center field. But, Marsh could hit eighth. He's a good hitter. He's a good player. They are deep there. And, Hugh, they have the experience now. Sometimes it takes teams a few years to figure out the October thing. They've been through this before. Like, now nothing should surprise them. I think they're ready now to go finish this job.
You know what the only unfortunate thing about all of this is, and I'm not trying to diminish or take away anything that the season potentially is going to bring, but that's just it. We got to wait. We got to wait till the end of the season. You know, we have to go through this whole season before we get to the postseason. To just, you know, get ready for what we think that's going to potentially happen. I mean, it's one of those things where, like I said, I don't want to, like, take anything away from this season could potentially hold. But, man, that's a long-ass way away.
It is a long way. But I think you could kind of tell. And sometimes you get surprised. I mean, there's surprises that happen.
Yeah.
But sometimes you could tell if a team's got something special about
them. It feels special.
Yeah, and I felt it. I said this in, I don't know, late February, early March. I sense something different about the group this year. I don't know if it's, and you mentioned their age, maybe the experience, maybe being there the last couple of years. I just sense a focus with this team. It hasn't been there the last years. I mean, let's just be real about the last two seasons. They just puttered around in April and May. I mean, they screwed around. I mean, they got off to terrible starts, and they had to catch up. I don't expect that this year. I expect starting today when Wheeler takes the mound, they're locked in, and they're focused on being a really good team for 6 months, not just, you know, we'll get hot in June or July.
Yeah, you know what's funny about today? I don't know how the day is going to play out, but I do feel like this is going to be a low-scoring game.
Probably.
These two pitchers on the mound and everything. But I feel good about whatever the outcome is, win or lose, because I feel like this team is going to come out. They're going to show us something that they're going to show us why they're so special today, regardless of what the outcome is.
215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giuliano live today. Chickies at Pete's, South Philadelphia. We start here as we are ready for opening day. We're extra ready. I mean, it should have been yesterday. It didn't really rain that much, but it is going to be nicer today. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be an awesome day here in South Philadelphia. Your gut feeling on this team. I mean, this team has given us incredible runs two straight years, and I think we look at them as they're good. They're really good. They have the potential to win. But what's your gut feeling? Like, when you look at this team, when you think about the 2024 Phillies, your gut feeling, do you feel like we're going to have a parade down Broad Street? It's not often that we get to have these conversations. I mean, how many times have the Phillies been good enough in the, you know, in their history to, like, say they're going to win the World Series? I don't know, like, five or six I could think of in my lifetime where it's like you realistically can feel that heading into a season. This is one of those. And, Hugh, at first I wasn't sure how I felt about them not adding much to the team. But the more I've thought about it, there is something about the continuity thing where this is the same group that has gotten this close to it the last couple of years, and now it's time to get over the top.
Yeah, and they can taste it, man. I mean, you know, you build a collective group of guys for so long, and, you know, I know there's been conversations that I've had amongst themselves about what ifs, whole lot of what ifs, because I've had those conversations with my former teammates, especially the year we went to the Super Bowl. What if this would have went differently or that would have went differently? The biggest difference is these guys are in the sweet spot. They're in a position where they could actually change their fate, and I think that's what they want to do. They're trying to win a World Series, man. There's no question about it. You know, when you look at those guys and when we had a chance to talk to everybody, that's the one thing, the singular mindset that they all have is trying to win a World Series.
Well, it is, and it should be, and I think we have a championship team here in Philadelphia. I believe we're going to have a parade in November on Broad Street with this Phillies team. 215-592-9494. And the other thing to add to this is, yeah, look, the National League has some really good teams. I mean, no one's going to pretend the Braves who are coming here today aren't good. They're really good.
Really, really good.
But you know what they are? They're chokers in October.
They're beatable. They're beatable.
Of course they're beatable. The Phillies have beaten them two straight Octobers. Yeah. They choke, and the Dodgers have been a team that has been maybe even more of a choker than the Braves the last couple of years.
I mean, the hitters row that they have.
Yeah. So I look at it like, yes, okay, those teams are really good. Maybe the three best teams in all of baseball are in the National League. But I think the Braves are scared of the Phillies when they play them head-to-head. They don't want any part of them. And the Dodgers are probably going to choke this thing away. If you tell me right now which team to trust the most, I'm trusting the Phillies in a big spot.
Consistency in this situation does play into it, though, Joe. Especially when you talk about what those two teams have been in the postseason. Mm-hmm. They've had some struggles. They are the front runners throughout the whole course of the season, but they have some struggles. But I'm not counting on that. It's more than likely that that's going to happen, but that's not what I'm counting on. I like the consistency of the fields right now. I like the way that they're playing. Well, I like the way that they've played, I should say.
You know what I think is interesting? Listening to see whatever people are saying around sports, right? Like, are the Phillies being talked about? One guy is talking about the Phillies. Actually, a lot. I'm seeing a lot of predictions for the Phillies to win the World Series. Chris Mad Dog Russo, you knew that name. Here's what he said about his World Series prediction.
Opening day tomorrow. Who's the best team in baseball, Dog?
I'm going to pick an Oriole-Philly World Series, Brian. I know our buddy Joel Sherman did the same thing, and he got it first, and I hate to steal his thunder, but I'm going to take an Oriole-Philly World Series, go back to 1983. Phillies to make that next step. Dodgers, you never count on them in a postseason. The Braves, you know, they haven't been good in the first round the last couple of years. Yankees are too old. I got a lot of banged-up injuries already with LeMahieu and Cole. Houston, sooner or later, they're not going to make an ALCS. Texas is hard to repeat. I'll take the Orioles with Burns at the top of the rotation, 101 wins last year, and I'll go Phillies with Harper, who I love in a big game, to make that next step. So I'll take a Philly-Oriole World Series.
That would be fun, Hugh. Phillies-Orioles?
I mean, I like his prediction. But if I'm mistaken, is he supposed to still be working on television? Didn't he make a prediction that he was, like, if what happened?
Yeah, but that's radio, Hugh. We say things all the time. We don't follow through.
I mean,
with it.
But, you know, you can't be saying stuff
yeah,
like
you
that.
Yeah, you can. Do it all the time. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, my gut feeling is the Phillies are going to win the World Series. Kyle, back in the studio today. Kyle, gut feeling as we start the 2024 season.
You know what my gut feeling is, guys. And we were just down there, spring training, last week. We got to meet some of the guys. You can just sense a different kind of focus, different kind of intensity from those guys down there. Like, this team is freaking stacked. It's such a solid mix of, like, stars at their peak and young guys who are just ready to pop. And I really think the continuity from last year to this year is going to be so huge for this team. They are built for postseason baseball more so than those Braves, the Dodgers, and I can't help but think that they're going to get the job done this year. So I got the Phillies winning the World Series, and I'm out for blood. They're going to do it against the Houston Astros.
Woo! I like that one. All right, so Kyle's got Phillies over the Astros in the World Series. I'm going to go Phillies and the Seattle Mariners. We're going cross-country on this one. Phillies-Seattle is the World Series. Hugh, give me a big prediction here. What do you got? Who the Phillies playing in the World Series?
I don't really care. As long as they win.
I love that.
I like that.
I mean, it's just
the opponent doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. As long as they win. When you asked me, I was trying to think of something snippy or snazzy to say. But no, I'm just going to say I don't care.
The answer is anybody can get it.
Yeah, basically. It's Phillies against the world.
Line up to get beat by the Phillies, says Hugh Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Gut feeling. Are the 2024 Phillies going to win the World Series? Yes. I mean, that's mine. Like, I wake up today feeling that this team is built to win the World Series, and I believe they're going to do it. Chris in Middletown, who went viral with his phone call yesterday. What's up, Chris? Good morning.
Happy Phillies opening day, gentlemen.
What's going on, man?
Good morning,
how you doing?
Chris. You ready?
Oh, am I ready, Joe? I'm holding back here. Hey, first of all, I do have a prediction. You know who? I know exactly who they're going to play in the World Series.
Who's that?
Want me to make the prediction?
Yes.
They're going to play the loser to the Phillies that win the World Series champion. So that's who it is.
A nameless foe that loses the World Series.
Boom. They're second. Second place isn't the same as first, right? First loser, yeah. So, all right, guys, you know what? All right, just this is the greatest day of the year, all right? Dude, let's just get into it, all right? Let's go! We have the best team in Major League Baseball! Our boys Bills picked up their lunch boxes this morning. They got their hard hats on. They're ready to go to work! They're going to work on winning the AL East. They're working on bringing on the NL pennant. They are going to complete the job by winning the World Series champion. We are all these Phillies fans.
We will fill this city street with Phillies red as the parade goes down Broad Street. Let's go, Phillies!
Chris, you got me ready to run through a wall, Chris. Chris has me ready to run through a wall.
You know, speaking of Chris going viral yesterday, did you see some of the responses?
I loved them.
To him going viral?
I loved it.
They were funny. They were funny. They were talking about what he eats for breakfast and things of that nature. It was a fun thing to see. It's always fun to look at the response.
Well, I mean, he got everyone fired up. Like that. Chris does that. I mean, part of it's the Rocky music underneath. It adds to the ambiance of the whole thing. But he gets everyone fired up. We appreciate the call, Chris. And I think he's right. Like, you look at the whole landscape of baseball right now. The Dodgers and the Braves, right? Everyone's talking about the Dodgers and the Braves.
The class.
They're the class of baseball. But the Phillies have gone further than those two teams in each of the last 2 years.
And they're scrappy.
They have been closer.
And they're gritty. They're scrappy and gritty.
Yeah, and they're just
scrappy.
I think they're just as – I mean, I don't see the gap. I mean, look, I understand the Dodgers' talent is overwhelming, but I don't see the gap, and I've said this for 2 months now. I don't see the gap between the Phillies and Braves. It's not 14 games. I don't believe that. I don't believe it's 14 games. In the postseason the last 2 years, it hasn't been. And I think there's something to a team that gets close and they stay together. And I do think, Hugh, they sense – that their window isn't wide open here. It's like none of them are going to say it out loud because they don't want to acknowledge that some of them are not young anymore. But I think there's a sense of like, hey, we got to do this now.
You know what? And not only that, Joe, it's one of those things where when you've been as close as you've been for so long, you get to the point where you're like, okay, now it's time. It's more like you get more frustrated, not frustrated, irritated than anything.
Do you see parallels to your Eagles teams?
Yeah. And you know what's funny? I remember when I was released by the Jacksonville Jaguars and I had this opportunity to go other places. And I remember when the Eagles called, I thought about, you know, will I go try to take another run at some of this money or should I go back to a place where it feels like this is going to be their year? And I remember a friend of mine called me and said, fool, you better take your ass back to Philly. He said, I never forget it. His name is B.J. Bryan. I'm Bernard. And Bernard was like, dude, the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. I'll never forget him telling me that. He called me, and he was like, the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. You need to take your ass back to Philly.
And they did.
And they did.
And you were part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what it kind of feels like, man. It kind of feels like that because it's just a quiet confidence that it feels like this team has right now. And only thing you have to do, the biggest thing you have to do, Joe, is stay healthy. That's it. I think that – when you talk about the way that they're locked in, your biggest adversary is going to be health.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you can fight that off and stay healthy as you possibly can during the course of the season, I think they'll be exactly where they want to be when it is all said and done.
Yeah, as much as last year hurt at the end, I mean, it did. I mean, I thought they choked away that Arizona series coming back here for Game 6 and 7. As much as it hurt, I think it almost galvanized them because, you know, 2 years ago, they're the scrappy underdog six seed that's not supposed to be there. How the heck did the 2022 Phillies go from getting swept by the Cubs in September to up 3, you know, up 2-1 on the Astros in the World Series? It was kind of an underdog David versus Goliath story. That wasn't last year. The Phillies were supposed to win it last year. I mean, we all felt that when they were up 2-0 on Arizona, all of us. And then it didn't happen. But I think the feeling of watching Arizona celebrate on this field here in Philadelphia last
sickening.
Year. It was sickening.
And sickening.
I think they took that into the offseason, and I just sense something different about this team. I think they know there's a championship in that room. Now it's time to go finish it. 215-592-9494. All right, along with your take on this, gut feeling, does this season end with a parade down Broad Street? Yes or no? Let's throw in some bold predictions as well. When you call and give us a bold prediction for the season here, I got one for you here.
What you got?
They're going to beat the Dodgers in the NLCS to get to the World Series.
That would be fun.
They're going to beat him in 7. And Jose Alvarado is going to be the MVP of the series because he's going to get Ohtani out every time he faces
But I'm okay with that prediction. Is there a little bit of when you initially see the matchup, are you going to have a little bungholitis initially? Because you know that lineup we got
no,
to see
gonna
the Dodgers
play.
I'm just saying, like you're not going to be a little tepid. You're not going to be a little nervous.
No, they're going to beat the Dodgers.
Okay, that's
in the
fine.
NLCS.
I'm just asking because I don't want to be sitting here a couple months from now and we talking about hey, we got the Dodgers. It's kind
of
nervous.
No, I mean if we go back to last October, there was only one of us that was a little nervous. That
Who?
Wasn't me.
Who?
You.
I was nervous.
Come on now.
I don't
you were scared of the Braves.
I don't recall.
Oh,
I don't recall.
I do.
I don't recall that.
No,
I was scared for you
no,
when we went to Atlanta.
No. You were a little nervous about that Braves series.
I was too scared for you. I was scared for Joe.
You were a little nervous about the Braves. Kyle, am I right on this?
You're dead right. Yeah, he was always got. He was always.
I don't recall.
Oh, I do.
I don't recall.
We were sitting here in Chickies when I said
no. But come on, dog. Okay, in my defense, they had like 300 home runs.
You, I can feel you shaking.
I was wrong. I was wrong. Okay, I was wrong. Fine. Can we move on now?
All right, give us a bold prediction. Phillies over Dodgers in 7.
Phillies over Dodgers in 6. How about that?
Well, that's not that bold.
Okay. Well, he won up to you, Joe.
Yeah, but it was just my prediction with a twist.
Yeah, but it's bolder.
All right. Who's the MVP of the series? I'll give you Jose Alvarado.
Stott.
Oh, I like that. I like that. All right. It's kind of
you
bold.
Said bold.
That's bold.
No, I take it. But Trey Turner, how about that? That's even bolder.
That's not really bolder. He's supposed to be better. No, I like it.
You
I
know
like
what he is supposed to be
yeah,
better.
Yeah, I like it. All right, 215-592-949 for Kyle. Bold prediction.
Well, I'm going to give you a Phillies will win 3 big awards this season,
ooh,
right? You got Bryce Harper with his 3rd MVP,
okay.
Zach Wheeler, Cy Young, and then we're going to give Bryson Stott his first batting title. So,
Silver Slugger?
Sure.
Wins a batting title, probably a Silver Slugger too. That's a big one. I mean, last year, what was the batting title? Like 320, 330? That's a big one for Kyle there. All right, 215-592-9494. Lots to jump in on here. We are broadcasting live today for Chickies and Pizza South Philly for Phillies opening day. Brought to you by Budweiser. Nothing goes better with Phillies baseball than crab fries and ice-cold Budweiser.
Fries.
Get on the lines right now. Gut feeling. Will the Phillies win the 2024 World Series? Yes, I believe they will. This is a championship team. They are ready, and I believe the owner is not going to stop. If they need something in July, he's going to go get it to add to this team to put them over the top. Gut feel on the Phillies, your bold prediction for the season. When we get back, we'll get your phone calls up here. Plus, we'll talk to Dan Fitzpatrick, the president of Citizens Bank. He'll join us next. Your phone calls, and we got to get into the window for this team. What is it really? And how does that add to how we feel entering this season? Is it now or never for this Phillies group? 215-592-9494. We're live today at Chickies and Pizza South Philly Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We're live today from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for Phillies opening day. Brought to
opening
you
day
by Budweiser. Enjoy all the tourney action at Chickies and Pete's with great food and drink specials. It is an awesome day here. We'll get back to your phone calls here. Gut feeling, is this team going to win the World Series? I believe they are, and have a parade down Broad Street. But any opening day is special, even if the team isn't always as good as they are right now. But they are good. It is special. And joining us right now, which has become our opening day tradition, Dan Fitzpatrick, the president of Citizens Bank. Dan, how are you?
Great. It's always great on opening day coming Phillies. Phillies, Braves, doesn't get better. Wheeler, Strider, the hated Braves. The Braves are my, you know, we all hate the Cowboys in football. We hate the Braves in baseball. That's the equivalent, but it's all about baseball. And for Citizens, we're just so proud to be the partner with the Phillies. This is awesome. This is awesome.
You know, there's you've been a part of so many opening days. Is there anyone that sticks out to you opening day more than any other?
Well, you know, you come back because Schwarber's first at bat, right?
Mm-hmm. Against the A's 2 years ago.
It was a home run.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, of this year, right, you've got the other, you know, we've had so many great years over the 20 years of Citizens Bank Park with, you know, Ryan Howard and Jimmy Rollins and the you know, that 7-11 run, phenomenal. But if you think about this year, I mean, when you sign Schwarber, you come out, first at bat, Schwarbaum crush in the right field. That was awesome, right?
That's pretty cool. It sounds cool.
It was awesome. Dan, you mentioned it. 20 years. Man, it's flown by. It feels like the park, for me, still feels newish. Right. I know it's not anymore, and there's a lot of newer parks within the last 20 years. I go in there, it still feels new to me.
Nah, Joe, you're right. It's a beautiful park. The Phillies take great care of it. Everything's modernized. The amenities are great. Oldest park in the National League East by a long shot now, but still the most beautiful and best sight lines. And again, when it comes to Red October, and really every game, it's the best home field advantage in baseball. You know, nobody wants to play here, and everybody loves Citizens Bank Park in the Phillies.
How cool is that for you, Dan, that that attachment is now there? Citizens Bank Park is the best home field advantage in baseball, and it's not just – it's one thing if we say it here, but you turn on any postseason covers, they're all saying, like the national broadcast saying, that's the toughest place to play. That is – one of the coolest things to watch how it's evolved from a new park to like now this incredible home field advantage.
Absolutely. From Citizens, our brand nationally, we're national now, so it really makes a difference. All those playoff games, national championship series game, being there and being talked about in that way. So it's great for Citizens as our brand as we grow. From a personal perspective, I'm a Northeast Philly kid, Father Judge, and my father's nickname was Connie Mack. Yeah, I've been going to games since Connie Mack's game. So this is perfect. I love the Phillies, and that's what's just a treat for me to run Citizens in this part of the country and host clients behind home plate, you know, half the games all year.
You know, we've been trying to figure out, like we've been trying to put into words how different this season feels. And I'm pretty sure I can tell by the way you're talking that this season feels different for you. Mm-hmm. Can you help us try to put that into words? How does this season feel for you going into it now?
Well, what you have considered, and again, as you know better, it's all about staying healthy, right? Mm-hmm. If you stay healthy, this team, but the mindset's right there, the maturity, and the everybody has got one purpose, right? And it's the playoffs aren't good enough, right? It's about getting there. And that starts from the top. John Middleton is as passionate an owner as you have anywhere in sports. He's a great guy, an intense guy, and he, as you guys were saying, he's going to do whatever it takes to win for Philadelphia. He wants that trophy back, mm-hmm. that damn trophy back for Philadelphia. And that's why we're so fortunate at Citizens to partner with the Phillies. It's about John Middleton, the ownership group, everybody in the organization, and what you do in the community as well. They're really good people that are really looking out for everybody in the city.
Dan, I could sense when you first sat down. So it's kind of cool because opening day is fun no matter what. But we get a big game on opening day. It's the Braves. It's the rivalry. Oh. And so we've had this debate for the past month or so, how important it is to actually win the division. Because the last 2 years they haven't needed to. They've gotten right further than the Braves. But, Dan, I want to win the division. I'm tired of watching the Braves. Like, they celebrated here and won the division last year. Dan, is it important to you for the Phillies to win the division?
Sure, we'd love to see them win the division. But at the end of the day, it's who's hot in September is what matters most, right? And that's what we got to do. And I think, you know, we saw that with our four aces, right? When we had that big lead, right? And we were flat in that playoff series where the Cardinals got us in five and Ryan Howard blows out the Achilles. That was terrible. But that's where, you know, we went into, you know, retreat for the last 2-3 weeks of the season, and it's hard to get that back. So what we have to do is stay really hot in September.
Oh, they do. And if they do that, they have every ingredient you need. You think about the team. It feels to me like a team that should and can win the World Series.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. Because it's Bryce Harper's leadership, the mature pitching staff, and now a bullpen, right? 3 years ago, we could have won a division if we had
baseball,
a bullpen. Now, from worst to first in bullpen as far. Hey, preseason, we got to prove it on the field. But this group is confident. And, I mean, sure, you just go down the lineup. It is deep and strong, and the pitching's good. And, again, if we stay healthy, we should win the division.
All right, Dan, let's end with this. Give us your win total, the Dan Fitzpatrick win total for the 2024
Okay, Phillies. I'm going to say 95 wins, and I'm going to say that you still win the division because guess what? The National League's a lot better, right? The Pirates aren't the walkover. The Reds aren't the walk. You know, you got a lot of good teams.
The underbelly got better, yeah.
So the point is the Braves aren't going to win 103 games, as you're right. It's going to be a lot closer, right? It's going to look like what it used to look like in the 70s, right?
I think it will. Dan, listen, we always appreciate you hopping on. Dan Fitzpatrick, the president of Citizens Bank, our yearly tradition. Dan, let's do this next year, hopefully after a parade in November.
Absolutely, Joe. Thank you, Hugh. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. There he is, Dan Fitzpatrick, the president of Citizens Bank. So 95 wins, says Dan here. We appreciate him hopping on. 215-592-9494. Get you aboard. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Darren in South Philly. What's up, Darren?
What's up, Joe? What's up? Hey, I got a question for you, Hugh.
Yes.
Did you get that care package from McLean to start the season?
The what care package from where?
Atlanta.
The care package from
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I like the Braves. I get a care package like every other month. Like you're talking about? Are you talking about from Atlanta or from the Braves? Which one are you talking
from
about?
From the Braves, sir. From the
oh,
Braves.
Oh no, I thought you were talking from the Georgia.
He just wants to make sure you're sending back the Braves gear.
No,
good
I thought
morning,
he meant,
Atlanta.
I thought he meant from the Georgia Hemp Company. I thought he was talking about marijuana. That's what I thought. Like, I'm sorry. No. I missed it. No, I don't get care packages from the Braves. Like, from the Georgia Hemp Company, yeah, I get those care packages. Now that we have that clear.
Mm-hmm. Mister, I love the Braves. But anyway, I
like the Braves.
Takes.
That's Kyle's doing. I didn't say all that.
He's making sure that you are where you need to be.
Oh no,
mentally.
I thought he was talking about something else.
No,
though.
He's making sure your heart's in the right place here. Darren,
my heart is in the right
place. Darren, what do you got for us today?
First off, I hate to disagree with the president of the Citizens, but his win total is wrong. We're winning 103. We're winning the division. JT Realmuto is winning the NLDS and World Series MVP. And Bryce is going for his third MVP trophy for the regular season. So I mean, and Wheeler and Nola are going to split the Cy Young this year. I just think they're both motivated. So
I like that JT one. I mean, JT, you think, Darren, about the kind of X factors of this team. JT's one of them because, let's be real, he didn't have a great year offensively last year.
He's the best catcher in baseball, period. And that's just what it is. You going to be at the game?
Oh, yeah. I'll be down there.
I'll look for you, and we'll have some.
Adult beverages.
Now you guys, let's go get our bleeping trophy.
You got it, Darren, man. We appreciate. Yes, we'll definitely have an adult beverage.
I thought he was
beverage.
Talking about something else.
Well, no, I mean he just Atlanta.
See, that's Kyle's doing. Because see, I wasn't in that mindset.
It's not my doing.
Things.
You said it.
Okay, that's because I was in transition. Like in my defense, I was here, but I was doing the show in Atlanta for like 2 months. So it was like it was hard to like make that transition. But I don't do it anymore. I don't say it like, you know, it's not like it was.
Yeah, you've moved past Good Morning Atlanta.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I mean, we'll still play it forever.
Kyle's never going to let it go.
You graduated onto this.
So we're at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and it is my pleasure.
That was what our interview with Andy Reid, which was the best. Oh,
yeah, that was bad.
All right, 215-592-9494. We have an official opening day lineup.
Hey.
Are you ready?
Oh, can I guess who's leading off?
Go for it.
Schwarber.
Yes. All right, here it is. Actually, a little bit different. A little bit different than what we saw, let's say, late in the postseason, what we saw a lot of last year. But the top, though, Hugh and everyone remains the same. Leading off, here's the first Phillies lineup this season. Leading off, designated hitter Kyle Schwarber. Batting second, shortstop Trey Turner. Batting third, no surprise, first baseman Bryce Harper. Batting fourth, and we saw this a lot in spring, Hugh. I wasn't sure if it was just they wanted to get him more at-bats and then get him out of the game, but it may have been because that they want to do this. JT Realmuto is hitting fourth. He's the cleanup hitter at catcher.
Okay.
Batting fifth, Alec Bohm at third base. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bryson Stott. Batting seventh, Nick Castellanos in right field. Eighth, Brandon Marsh in left. And batting ninth, the center fielder, Johan Rojas. So the first Phillies lineup of the year, Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Realmuto, Bohm, Stott, Castellanos, Marsh, Rojas. So I'm a little bit surprised it's Realmuto hitting cleanup because he didn't do much that last year. Mostly last year it was either Castellanos or Bohm at the end.
But it's going to be interesting to see him with his new mechanics and his new swing in that position. They must really like what they saw.
I'm sure. And
In order to do that.
I also wonder, I mean, this could be an opening day specific lineup. It could be a Strider specific lineup. You know, I'm not sure if this is going to last every day, but it's certainly our first lineup. The other thing that Topper usually does, Kyle, that I noticed he didn't do here, he didn't go lefty-righty the whole time. Because usually he would use Stott last year to separate, you know, whoever was hitting fourth from sixth, but not this year. So it goes lefty-righty, but then righty-righty at four and five. A little bit different lineup here, Kyle, for Topper.
Yeah, and I guess I'm not really sure how to explain that. I know, I guess maybe it could be Strider-specific, as you said, but it'll be interesting to see if that continues throughout the season.
It will be. And certainly Realmuto, who has that new swing he was telling us about last week down in Clearwater. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Gut feeling, does this team win the World Series? I believe they do. And give us a bold prediction for the season. Sean is in Mullica Hill. Hey, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good,
hey,
Sean.
What
are you
thinking?
Hey, I'm on the way to pick up a few friends to go tailgate right now, and it's perfect timing for the lineup to come out because I really don't care. We have a lineup that you could flip around a ton of different ways, and it doesn't matter who we're going to face. It doesn't matter what team, pitcher. I don't care who we're facing. We're going to win the World Series, and we're going to demolish any team that we face in the playoffs.
Demolish.
And here's my bold prediction is I think we win the division. The Braves get in the wild card. We get our little week off that the Braves complain about, and then we play the Braves first round, and then we demolish them again so that we can shut Snicker up and stop him from being a little you-know-what and complaining all the time, and then we go ahead and we beat the Dodgers, make it into the World Series, and then I really, like you said, I don't care who we play. We're just going to end anybody that gets in our way, and we're going to finally bring the trophy home, and we're just going to have another Jason Kelsey-esque parade down Broad Street this October.
I love it, Sean. And you know what? I hope it happens exactly how you said, so the Braves can shut up. Because they've talked all offseason about the time off and the 5 days.
How it's hurt them and everything.
You know what? Shut up. It's the postseason, and these are the rules. Like, everyone agreed to this is the postseason setup. Yep. You either win or you lose. I mean, that's it.
Hey, losers make excuses. That's how I look at it. You want to complain? By all means, complain somewhere else. Or put up or shut up. But until you come and beat us in the bank, I don't want to hear it in October. So go Phil, baby.
You got it, Sean, man. We appreciate the phone call. So it's interesting. Sean said something similar to you, Hugh, that it doesn't matter who they play in the World
Don't matter.
There, now, if it's the Astros, I think that's a little bit different because they've been the big team in the AL and the Phillies lost them 2 years ago. But I could see there being a thing where, like, if it's the Phillies and Dodgers in the NLCS, we might look at that as the World Series. That happens sometimes, right? Where the two best teams are actually in the same league, and then it's like whoever comes out of that, they're going to win.
Yeah, that's a possibility, but I look at it like this. If you're a team of destiny, like we're basically saying that they are, I mean, it doesn't matter who you line up in front of. You could be the best team, you could be the worst team. The outcome is still going to be the same, and that's kind of how I'm looking at this situation.
I mean, the Kyle's idea of it being the Astros would be fun. A little revenge on the Astros. That would be fun. Astros would be a fun World Series. Or, I mean, any of them would be fun. But the NL, I really believe the three best teams of baseball all are in the National League. And Baltimore's pretty close there in the American League. But Dodgers, Braves, Phillies, I think they're the three best teams. They all just happen to be in the same league. 215-592-9494. Anthony is up next on WIP. What's up, Anthony?
Anthony.
What's up, boys? How you doing?
Anthony, we're ready, man. We're ready for opening day.
And Phils take the pennant, World Series champs, mark it down, parade on Broad Street.
I even got the date of the parade.
Yeah,
you
we can't
that?
Do the mummers, though.
We got
we
the date.
Do, you can't be a mummers. Like, nobody can do that.
The Kelsey thing?
They can't do that.
No, that's
a one-off.
That's
a one-off.
Yeah. So, listen, I got a few things, a couple things that are different. This year, Devin's wearing the jersey instead of the camera. I went to the World Series down here in Florida, or to spring training in Florida, and I'm having a son born this year. Phillies are taking it.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Congratulations, man.
That is when is it due? When is your baby due?
April 25th.
Oh, well, you're getting close now. Well, congratulations, Anthony. Good luck with everything. Congratulations. And his first year, he's going to see a World Series, Anthony. I like that.
Yes, sir. Please believe. Take care, guys.
You got it. There he goes, Anthony. Yes, Devin is wearing the camera uniform down at the park today.
Oh, she, like, you mean the one that he had on?
Joe's uniform. She's going to wear it to the game.
I need to text Devin and tell her that's probably not a good idea.
Well, no, they dry cleaned it.
They did, but still. Because it was a couple times, Dev, if you're listening, he went back-to-back in that uniform, like back-to-back.
But dry cleaned.
Okay, I guess.
Do you not trust dry cleaners?
I mean, you know, it's some things you just can't get out of clothes, man.
I think that's the purpose of the dry clean.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, Jenna Cameron, the toilet here.
But it's funny that because Devin's kind of slight built. Like, you know, she's slight built. And that her and the camera were the same size is kind of funny to me.
Yeah, well, she's taller. She should probably.
Well, I mean, but they
Joe's
were
not particularly tall.
No, I'm just saying. No, they were the same size.
Yeah, well, I guess maybe it'll be big on her. I don't know. I mean, a baseball uniform tend to be big on anyone anyway.
No, I'm just saying. I just think that's kind of funny.
215-592-9494.
I like how you just kind of trying to move away from that as quickly as possible.
I mean, I guess she'll fit in it. I mean, I guess if she's wearing it, she's going to fit in it. Alan is in Newtown Square. What's up, Alan?
Hey, good morning, Joe, Hugh.
What's
hey,
going
Alan.
On, man?
Looking forward to a great opening day. It's going to be good and be an exciting game.
Yes, it's getting a little packed down here already. The parking lot is jumping.
I expect Chickies and Pete's over the next hour to get really packed, for sure. Alan, what are you feeling on this team?
Well, I think we're going to have a parade.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah,
I have the date for you guys, by the way.
What's the date for the parade?
Wednesday, November 6th will be the parade.
Okay.
I got this all mapped out.
I heard it on the earlier show, and I wasn't able to call it in. I wanted to share a great Phillies moment with
you
guys.
What's your moment, Alan?
Does the date August 17th, 1957 mean anything to you?
I got confused.
It was a little, Alan, it was a little bit before my time. I don't remember exactly what happened that day. You tell us.
Richie Ashburn hit the same fan twice with foul balls in his same at-bat.
Was that you, that fan?
No, it was not I. It was Alice Roth.
Hmm.
He hit her with a foul ball, broke her nose.
Oh, no.
And after a brief medical delay, the next pitch hit her in the as they were carrying her out on the stretcher and broke a bone in her leg.
That is an incredible coincidence, unfortunately for her and him.
Yeah, but that's a pretty great Phillies moment. That'll never happen again.
I hope not. I mean, let's hope that's a one-off, because would stink. Yeah.
But I don't think too many people are aware of that, and I thought people ought to know about it. That's a really fun fact.
Well, it is a fact, and it's one of those things where, yes, I think, like, we talk about home runs or wins. That one doesn't come up very often. Alan, man, we appreciate it. Hope you're right about the World Series, and I hope that never happens again. That would be a bad day, Hugh. Hit with two foul balls, back-to-back.
And what year was that?
August 17th, 57. You didn't write that one down?
No, I didn't.
Okay. You get a fact down.
I was trying to remember when Halloween
was,
Joe.
I don't know if everyone picked up on
that. Wait, Hugh, you weren't around for that one?
No, I wasn't.
Kyle, you missed this. So when I said I believe the parade will be on Wednesday, November 6th, that's going to be the Phillies 2024 World Series parade. Hugh said to me, isn't that Halloween?
Dude, what?
You know, Halloween is October.
I had a brain fart, man.
You drink your coffee this morning, buddy?
I did not.
Oh, they're going to make a cup here.
No, not is it mushroom coffee?
No, it's probably regular coffee.
What is wrong with him?
I'm at a restaurant.
I forgot my mushroom coffee this morning.
You know what?
I think you're eating different kind of mushrooms today, bud.
Hey.
Sometimes I don't have the mushroom coffee. I still am aware of when Halloween.
No, because I was like, wait a minute. It just said, like, when he said November, I was like, boy, that seems like a short baseball season. Because I remember I was thinking of football season and how it overlaps. But I was like, November? Oh, okay.
Well, don't make
first.
Big plans for Halloween. Game 5 of the World Series is scheduled for Halloween.
No, I don't. I'm just letting you know.
Like, we got 7 months of baseball this year. Not six. We got seven.
I'm with it.
In November, World Series in October. All right?
I'm with it. I'm there. Now I'm locked in now.
Hugh's ready to roll.
I'm locked in.
Now
that I know we're Halloween. The day of Halloween is not in November. We're getting ready for what? That's Thanksgiving around that time, huh?
In the
month.
In November, yes.
Yeah.
Do we need to
go
by month? You know what's coming up Sunday?
No. You know what? Don't play, because I forgot Easter was Sunday.
Well, I'll give you some grace on this. Easter moves every year, right?
Yeah.
There's early Easter. This is an early Easter.
Appreciate the grace.
Yeah, I'll give you this one. Halloween, though.
That was egregious. That was an idiot. But that was an idiot thing.
We're good on Christmas, right?
That's a staple. That's a staple.
You know
Christmas
what? Opening day, you can also have grace on that. They moved that all around.
Yeah, they did. Because it was supposed
to be
yesterday. See, that's why. Like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to blame it on opening day, because they messed up my days when they moved the game yesterday. So it's baseball's fault.
Where do we come down as a show on the weather people and the Phillies' decision?
Idiots.
So you're with?
Well, no. Let me.
I get the call yesterday. Howard is ripping the weather people because they could have technically played yesterday.
No, let me say this. The weather people in Philadelphia, the ones that I saw, they had this pegged yesterday. They were like, "Hey, you know what? The weather's going to hold off. We'll be able to get the game in." But it was a gloomy day.
Yeah, overcast.
It was an overcast
drizzly,
day.
Yeah.
I think today's a better day simply because it's a nice, sunnier day. People look a lot happier. Like I said, Joe, the parking lot is filling up quickly. You see Phillies fans outside waiting to get into the spot. So I think that today was a better day for all of this, because it just feels more like opening day than probably yesterday did.
The sun is out. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm fine with what they did. I kind of like the opening day on a Friday, to be honest. I mean, it's just,
yeah, because you can get drunk.
Yeah, and it's just more festive. It's into the weekend. Plus,
you catch that Uber.
There is something to, if yesterday was opening day, we'd have that, like, day off in between, which always feels like a buzzkill, right? The opening day, then the day off, then you play the game Saturday. So now we just go straight through the weekend. I'm fine with them canceled it yesterday. It's nice out today. It feels more like opening day. I mean, we could rip weather people, but I think the Phillies and baseball made the right decision. We're live for Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for Phillies opening day, brought to you by Budweiser. Nothing goes better with Phillies baseball than crab fries and an ice cold Budweiser. Colby is in South Jersey. What's up, Colby?
Colby.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
What's going on,
Colby,
man? How
you
doing?
Ready, buddy?
Oh, I'm fired up, man. I'm fired up.
What are you feeling on this team?
I got a bold prediction for you guys.
Okay. What's your bold prediction?
Alec Bohm, Dark Horse MVP.
NL MVP? That's a big one.
NL MVP, fellas.
Colby, if they get an MVP caliber season out of Bohm to go with the other guys that we know are really great players, this team's winning 100 games, man. If he's that good, they'll win 100 games.
Listen, he's hitting right in the middle of our order. Schwarber, homer, strikeout. Turner, if he's consistent, he's going to be on base. Harp, they're going to pitch around. He's going to be on base. Realmuto's going to be on base. Bomer's going to clean him up. He's going to have his first 100-plus RBI season. He's going to get on base more, and he's bringing home that trophy.
Well, I'll tell you, anybody that hits in the middle of this order, when you're hitting behind those guys at the top, I mean, Schwarber gets on base with 100-plus walks. Bryce will walk 100 times. Turner should get on base a lot. Hopefully he's better than he was last year. Yeah, you're in the middle of the order. There are spots for you to drive in runs. Colby, what do you think? We getting a parade in November?
Guys, I'll see you in November on Broad Street.
There it is.
104 wins, the pennant, and the fucking World Series!
Or not.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, you got that.
Kyle was revving him up, and he took it just a little too far.
I'm convinced because this is not a coincidence that this happens on our show rather frequently. I'm convinced.
So whose fault is it?
Yours.
What did I do?
You're the quarterback. It's your fault.
So I'm revving everybody up?
Yes, you and Kyle. That's what
Kyle's
you're doing.
Kyle's an idiot.
So you're saying, all right, I get it. So when I'm excited.
I don't talk like that.
I understand.
So, I don't talk like, so this, well, it, or, and I don't talk like that on the air.
Yeah, sure, bud.
I get it. So when I'm actually, Kyle, I get it. When I'm excited and positive, everyone's like jumping on with me and they do that. No. And when I'm negative and people are angry at me, they say those words. I get it. It's my fault.
But have you noticed that every day around 1 o'clock,
it's 10:52, Hugh.
It gets wild, and Kyle has to. You notice how Kyle stands up because he has to be ready when the call is called.
Sometimes I can anticipate it.
This is bananas. It's bananas. They just got us early. They caught us early this morning.
I give you grace on opening day. All right, 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard. We'll get more phone calls going on the Phillies here. A bold prediction from Mark DeRosa of the MLB Network. Do you believe this team wins it all this year? Gut feeling on the 2024 Phillies. Give us a bold prediction. And we'll get into it on the other side. Is it now or never for this Phillies team? It's all coming up. We're live today. Chickies of Pizza, South Philly on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
If you're a caregiver in the Philadelphia, Lehigh Valley areas looking after a loved one, reach out to my friends at AmeriBest today. When you call 1-800-HOME-CARE, a live onboarding specialist will assist you in the hiring process. AmeriBest offers daily pay, performance bonuses, reward programs, and more to support their caregivers. Let AmeriBest take care of you so you can focus on what matters most, caring for your loved one. Call AmeriBest today at 1-800-HOME-CARE or visit AmeriBestHomeCare.com/radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.